This weekend, the State Line is on. I am Steve Summers. Glad you're here this morning. We have Jim Keeling with us, who's going to tell us more about the International Women's Baseball Center Outdoor Museum, all because of the Rockford Peaches. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm fine.
So
nice to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, too. We're talking baseball. We're getting ready for the first pitch of the regular season for the Cubs, Sox, Brewers, and everything. But we have to go back into history for the Rockford Peaches that really put Rockford on the map, and you're part of a group of individuals who are trying to bring a museum to town, right?
That's right.
Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
The Rockford Peaches, of course, a big part of the Rockford brand. It's a story that was rediscovered and told in a movie in the early 90s called A League of Their Own. That movie, in turn, inspired young girls all over the country and the world for a new interest in baseball. It wasn't the start of women in baseball by any means. Women have been involved in baseball ever since the beginning. So a group called Friends of Beyer took on the project of trying to fix Beyer Stadium, where the Rockford Peaches played from 1942 to 1954. And they've made huge progress on that. A few years ago, property near Beyer became available, and that group reached out to a national organization, actually an international organization, International Women's Baseball Center, who had the dream of locating a women's baseball museum and education center. Fast forward, that project is in fact moving ahead, and there's a lot of interest in it from Rockford, but it's not just a Rockford project. It involves people from across the country and internationally as well.
But it will be ending up in Rockford.
Yes, it will be. It won't be just a Rockford Peaches Museum. It's going to be all about the history of women in baseball and a center for carrying this forward. The International Women's Baseball Center is also partnered with other organizations that are involved in history of baseball, statistics, and the like. They've held an international conference. The second one was in Rockford last fall. Of course, it had to be virtual because of the COVID, but we'll be back this fall again. And that's a partnership with Rockford University. Rockford University is largely involved with the IWBC at this time. And there are a number of projects that are Rockford-centric for this. In addition to that conference, they've brought the largest girls baseball tournaments to Rockford for the last few years with an organization called Baseball for All. That's been an international tournament. They also are advising on a really exciting project, and I think it gives you a glimpse of how big this is. There will be a new television series that's been picked up by Amazon Prime called A League of Their Own, but it's not a remake of the movie. Instead, it's the history of 1942 to 1954 through the lens of the Rockford Peaches, and it has to do with issues of the time related to women's changing role in society during those years, race relations. The series has had its pilot picked up by Amazon Prime. It's a Sony project. Now writing, there's 10 episodes that have been picked up. Filming will start in May, I believe. Executive producer, a man by the name of Will Graham, has committed to doing filming in Rockford of this film. So we're going to have a TV series about Rockford as well as as this great story that a lot of us know from the movie.
How exciting that is. We're talking to Jim Keeling about the Women's Baseball Center Outdoor Museum coming to Rockford, an international project, as Jim has mentioned. So the construction itself of this would be beneficial for our economy because it's going to utilize a lot of local contractors and such.
That's right. Center is working with a local contractor, a local architectural firm, a local engineering firm. But they also have internationally renowned design firm that's done things, projects such as the National Hockey League Hall of Fame up in Toronto and the San Francisco 49ers Hall of Fame in San Francisco and projects like that. This is going to be really interesting. It's not just an outdoor museum. The outdoor museum is actually a first phase. The first phase is going to have 9 pylons, signs of that cover the, these are like huge baseball cards, if you can imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
3 feet wide and 8 feet tall with pictures and information. The first one was in honor of Penny Marshall, who was the director, and she's an actress, and she did A League of Their Own. She passed away in late 2018. So there was a big celebration of her life and fundraising that was done in the fall of 2019. And that's really when I got involved. We were able to raise quite a bit of money for that. The second pylon honors African-American women in women's baseball. And that those two have already been designed, but they have the 9 of them laid out. And the goal is next summer of 2022, down by Beyer, to actually install the first 4 or 5 of these 9, and then the following year, the rest. The other projects include museum quality exhibit that will be in a public place in Rockford. They're looking for the particular site for that right now. So there'll be a lot of memorabilia and tangible things, and then followed by the actual museum, which is probably a $10 million project to be done, you know, sometime in 2023, 2024, depending on the raising. That's a lot of money to raise, and it won't all be raised by Rockford. We're hoping that Rockford can pay for the exhibit and the outdoor museum, which is roughly $1 million in total, through public and private from Rockford, and the rest of the money be raised nationally and internationally. There are some Rockford Peaches and former players from the All-American Girls Baseball League. It's kind of like the World War II veterans, though. We've got to get this stuff done so that they can actually see that it's real and has happened during their lifetimes, right. Because they're quite old now. One of the most celebrity of them is Maybelle Blair, who for her 94th birthday asked for donations, you know, to this center and raised about $20,000. That's created notoriety in the Los Angeles Times, Good Morning America, and so forth. And she and Cat Williams, the president, who's a college professor and president of the IWBC, have filmed a session with Will Geist that will appear the Today Show, I believe, on opening day, which is April 1st, opening day for Major League Baseball.
Awesome. That is such a great way to put a spotlight on the city of Rockford and also baseball, since we have the connection with the Rockford Peaches. So in the remaining seconds that we have here, how do we donate if we are interested in lending a helping hand or even our pocketbooks to make this happen quicker?
There's a donation page on the International Women's Baseball Center website. You know, there's a link there that's also in their Facebook. So IWBC.com, and you'll get there.
Excellent. Well, Jim, I appreciate your knowledge. I appreciate your tenacity in trying to get this done quicker than later. It seems like when you bring in the entire world together into the conversation, it can get a little slowed down in the wheels, but you're on it. And the fact that we have a targeted year, at least it's this, you know, next 5 years, which would be a great thing for the city of Rockford, indeed. So thank you.
Well, just as a final thing, if this series really catches, Amazon series, which I think it will based upon what I'm hearing, this could really accelerate everything. Could be our moment in time for something really exciting for our community and for beyond.
Well, Jim, thank you so much. The International Women's Baseball Center Outdoor Museum conversation this morning. And stay healthy. We'll talk to you soon. Let us know the progress.
Thanks, Steve. Great talking to you.
This Week in the State Line continues in a moment.